Morning Watch, the Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 10. Avoiding division, which is versus the oneness that we keep, and rejecting apostasy, which is versus the faith that we contend for. Day 2. Ephesians 4:14. That we may be no longer little children, tossed by waves, and carried about by every wind of teaching and the sleight of men, and craftiness with a view to a system of error. 1 Timothy 1:3-4. Even as I exhorted you when I was going into Macedonia, to remain in Ephesus in order that you might charge certain ones not to teach different things, nor to give heed to myths and unending genealogies, which produce questionings rather than God's economy, which is in faith. Matthew 16:23-24. But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of men." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." 2 Timothy 1:13. Hold a pattern of the healthy words that you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Titus 1:9. Holding to the faithful word, which is according to the teaching of the apostles, that he may be able both to exhort by the healthy teaching and to convict those who oppose. Titus 2:1-8. But you speak the things which are fitting to the healthy teaching. Verse 8. Healthy speech that cannot be condemned, that he who opposes may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us. Suggested reading. The dividing teachings are organized and systematized by Satan to cause serious error and thus damage the practical oneness of the body life. The sleight is of men, but the system of error is of Satan, and is related to the deceitful teachings that are designed by the evil one to distract the saints from Christ and the church life. Never regard division as an insignificant matter. To be in oneness is to be in life, but to be in division is to be in death. Division is all-inclusive. It comprises such negative things as Satan, sin, worldliness, the flesh, the self, the old man, and evil temper. If we are enlightened concerning the nature of division, we will see that it includes every negative thing. Do not think that division stands by itself and that it is not related to such things as the flesh, the self, and worldliness. Division is not only related to all negative things, it includes all negative things. Throughout the 20 centuries of church history, the divisions, confusions, and problems that have taken place among all the Christians were all due to a ministry. All the different kinds of Christian groups come out of different ministries. A ministry is mainly a teaching. We must realize that the teaching that a Christian teaches ministers something. A teaching always issues in something. Based upon the issue of your teaching may be considered as a ministry. To serve others with something is to minister. Poison after poison was injected into the Christian church while the church was going on. At the conclusion of his writing ministry, Paul wrote 1 Timothy to inoculate the church against all these poisons. This phrase, "not to teach different things," seems so simple. We may not think that this is serious, but actually it is more than serious. It kills people to teach differently. To teach differently tears down God's building and annuls God's entire economy. We all must realize that even a small amount of teaching in a different way destroys recovery. There is a proverb that says, one sentence can build up the nation and one sentence can destroy the entire nation. Just speaking one sentence that conveys your kind of concept tears down everything. The only way that can preserve us in the recovery is the unique ministry. If we say that we are in the recovery, yet we teach something so lightly, even in a concealed way, that is different from God's economy, we sow the seed that will grow up in division. Therefore, the only way that we can be preserved in the eternal oneness is to teach the same thing, God's economy. This kind of teaching is called the New Testament ministry, the ministry of the New Covenant. The ministry of the New Covenant is to minister only the process triune God, to be dispensed into his chosen people as life and life supply, to produce members of Christ, to form the body, to express the triune God. This is the New Testament economy. To teach anything, even good things and scriptural things, that is even a little apart from God's New Testament economy, will still issue in division, and that will be very much used by the subtle one, the evil one. We must, therefore, be on the alert.